Korban Pesach today. I was going to talk about Vayira by Matzah. If we have some time tomorrow, we'll talk about Vayira by Matzah, if we have a chance. But we have to finish up Bava Kamma first, especially in light of the stirring comments we just heard. So that will finish off. If there is time, then I'll speak a little bit about Vayira by Matzah and again, the overlap a little bit with you know, we were talking about Kabbalah Sakrayas and Dover Garla Mammon, but that's if we have time. Okay. But for today, you know, I guess I was inspired by the suggestion that we, you know, connect it also to tomorrow in the other way, you know, to the question of Korban Pesach requiring Lishma, you know, like a Korban Chata. So we'll talk about Korban Pesach, and especially the relationship between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, not comprehensively, but to the extent that it reflects about, again, the special character of Korban Pesach itself. Okay. So, the truth is that, again, Rabbi Gamliel tells us that Kol Shelo Amar Shlosh Dvar Melu B'Pesach Le'Yatzei Nechavaso Pesach Matzah U'Maror. In the in some of the different nuschos, there's a question about the order of the matzah and the maror. In the Rambam, for example, in Perek, I forgot to bring the Chometz Matzah, but in the Rambam in Hilchos Chometz Matzah, he has this halacha twice. I think I mentioned once in Perek Zion and once in Perek Ches. We find different order whether the it's Pesach maror matzah or Pesach matzah. Maror. We also find different versions already, in earlier Makoros, and again in the Rambam in Perek Zayin and Perek Ches, reflecting that whether or not the reasoning that is given, what it is that Rabbi Gamliel wants us to say about Matzah has to do with Al Shem Shenigalu or Shalohispik, Betzekam, and so on. So there is some flexibility, I guess, both in the order and also in the emphasis when it comes to the matzah and the maror part. But when it comes to Korban Pesach, that's always the first on the list, and that's always very clear, as a very, very clear message. Al Shem Shepasach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avoseinu, B'Mitzrayim. And the Korban Pesach part of this triad is crystal clear. And that's just symptomatic of the fact that Pesach seems to play an outsized role. Again, we often call the holiday Chag HaPesach. That, captured a lot of interest also in, among the Achronim, since the Torah calls it Chag HaMatzos. And, that's what the Torah always calls it in Emor and in Pinchas, in Re'ei, that's what we call it in our Birchas HaMazon, in our Kiddush, in our Tfilos. But again, Klal Yisrael calls this holiday Pesach. Technically, we'll discuss this very briefly for a minute, it's a topic in its own right. Technically, Pesach refers, only to the time that we bring the Korban Pesach, meaning Yud Dalid, Bein Hor Bayim. That's what the Torah calls Pesach Hashem in Parshas Emor, and it's repeated for all of Yudalid in Parshas Pinchas. But again, there are different explanations why this for this phenomenon, why Klal Yisrael picked a different name than the Torah. And but in the end of the day, the phenomenon stands a little bit in its own right. Again, in terms of once again, kind of catapulting Pesach. I'm not saying beyond matzah, but Pesach has certainly a very unique stature that is reflected even by this, common terminological use. And it's only not only terminological. Again, the tour, the Shulchan Aruch, they speak about Hilchos Pesach. Even though mostly we're talking about in Yonei Chametz Matzah, the fact that Bizmanenu there is no Korban Pesach and we still call it Pesach. And focus so much on that aspect of things is surely no coincidence. That Itziv, this is a leitmotif in his Haggadah Imrei Shefer, and he starts with it in the very Hakdama, and then he Kedarko, Itziv's a very, very consistent thinker, So whatever it is that he's come up with, you know, the schemes that he believes in, you know, he makes a lot of references to them internally in his works, and he reinforces them and builds off of them. So one of his main themes in the Haggadah is that, two things. One is that, two related points about Korban Pesach, and that is that Bizman HaMikdash, the Pesach component, was the dominant component, even relative to matzah, which is still a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. And this is something we spoke about a couple of years back, and I'll probably make a quick reference to again, in terms of today's presentation. Even matzah, kind of takes a second place, a more relative role, when Korban Pesach was applicable. That's number one. Of course, that's also evident by Al Matzah Sabrorim Yochluhu. We'll talk about that in just a second. Although there's, of course, a second component of Erev Tochel Matzos, one of the things that we're always interested in is what the relationship is between the two aspects of two dimensions of matzah itself. Are they totally separate? And this is, again, a halachic question and equally a conceptual question. Can you fulfill your mitzvah of Erev Tochel Matzos by means of Al Matzos Amrorim Yochluhu? The answer to that seems to be yes. The question is, more than that, and that is it redefined by fulfilling it, in that particular way? Is it just a way of coinciding to chiyuvim, to mitzvos, in which case, is it better to do that or, more ideal not to? That's one question. The question whether the integration of the two, if it does take place, has impact, and whether or not it's just a coincidence that matzah plays this double role. On the one hand, matzah plays a double role. That gives it more centrality and stature. But since its second role is as an adjunct to the Korban Pesach, right, that's certainly pause for thought. So that's a good reason for us to think or to wonder whether that adjunct role doesn't spill over even into its Ba'erev Tochel Matzos status, as we'll see some indications of that even today, but again, we've talked about it in the past. But that's a very important idea. Then its second point is that even if, again, just to make the point even sharper for a moment, a couple of years back we did discuss this, and that is that the Rabbi Yochanan Fischel Perlo in his Sefer Mitzvot Sadragon, actually based on the Rambam's comment on Sefer Mitzvot that I'll get to soon, suggests that something even more radical, and that is that actually matzah bizman ha-pesach, might be only a din d'rabbanan, or might in its own right, or might be really tafel to pesach legamri, that it's only bizman hazev. Gemara says, of course, in the end of Pesachim and Daf Kuf Chav, that matzah bizman hazev d'oraisa and mara bizman hazev d'rabbanan, because Be'erev Tochel Matzos establishes matzah as an independent mitzvah, and Maror is always tafel, to Pesach. But again, the way that he wants to interpret it in the Rambam is that only Bizman Azeh is matzah a mitzvah b'pnei atzmo d'oraisa. Actually, Bizman HaMikdash, it integrates with Maror as part of the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Again, I don't think that is sustainable in the Rambam. I think it's clear in the Rambam in Perek Vav, Hilchos Chametz Matzah, that the din of Erev Tochel Matzos being an independent mitzvah also establishes its doraisa status mitzvah hazeh, but not certainly not only. But I do still think that another way to deal with some of the evidence that motivated Rabbi Ruchem Fischel Perlo to think that maybe matzah's doraisa status or independent status depends on the presence of the eclipsing presence of Korban Pesach. I think that a way to deal with some of that evidence is to suggest that the role does change. Because even if it's not quite so radical as to say that it's Rabbanan or that it's not Bifnei Atzmo, but the idea that it basically contributes a different dimension, during Zman HaBayis, when there is a Korban Pesach, and Bizman HaZeh, and that, it both takes up some of the functions of Korban Pesach, either as a Zeichel of Pesach, or I prefer to think, not as, because the Rambam never used the expression Zeichel Pesach. Other Rishonim and a lot of Achronim use that expression. Again, this is the matzah part, but in my opinion, the Rambam doesn't really think it's Zeichel Pesach as much as he does think that there are aspects of matzah that overlap with the theme of Korban Pesach. When there is a Korban Pesach, the Korban Pesach kind of bears that load more acutely, and therefore the Pesach, therefore the matzah doesn't need to, and it plays, you know, a different kind of a role. But Bizman Hazeh, you know, where there is no Korban Pesach, then there are those elements of matzah kind of become more obvious and more expressive. So, you know, for example, that's, you know, one of the things he's trying to explain is why it sounds like in the Rambam that, you know, Korban Pesach in its time and matzah in its time, you know, that the din of Ein Achareihem Afikoman is, you know, that Maftir Nachar Pesach Afikoman, Maftir Nachar Matzah, is because they are the mitzvos d'oraisa, and therefore you have to end, you know, on that note. That sounds to be, that sounds like the language of the Rambam. I don't agree. In Perek Ches of Hilchos Chametz, Halacha, what is it, Tess, I think, or Yad Aleph. I have to look at the... Does anybody have a Chametz Matzah here? Happened? No? Joey. Ah, there you go, Joey. I appreciate it.
It's mine, right?
What?
It's mine.
Yeah.
So, the Rambam... Again, one time we'll discuss this more fully, but... So the Rambam says in Perek Ches Halacha, what is it? Test. Arkach nimshach as besuda viochel komashu rotsa lechol v'shosu komashu rotsa lishnos v'achorna ochel v'basar apesach apil kezayis v'ein otoim achar of klal u'bizman azeh ochel kezayis matzah v'ein otoim achareh klum kedei shiya hefsek besuda so v'tam basar apesach o hamatzah v'fish achilasan hi hamitzah. Okay, so a lot of the Mefarshim assume that this is just a din of zecher. Ein achar pesach, ein maftirin achar hamatzah. That, you know, bizman hazeh, you substitute one for the other because it's zecher lepesach. And you have all the question of, you know, when you should eat. Do you eat pesach twice? Do you eat matzah twice? In my opinion, the Rambam isn't saying the zecher. He's just saying, again, based on that evidence, not that matzah, you know, is daraisa only bizman hazeh. That I think is not indicated at all by the language of the Rambam. But if this is so, it is true. It has other mitzvah semen atorah lechol matzah b'leil chamisha asa shenem be'erev tochol matzos b'chol mokom u'b'chol zman. Right? B'lo tola achila zu b'korban pesach ala zu b'fnei mitzvah b'fnei atzma u'mitzvasa kol alayla avot shah regal achilas matzah v'shus and so on. So I think it's clear that the Rambam holds that this stands in its own right. But in terms of the relative, again, one could have thought that whenever you have, typically the case is that whenever you have, you know, a mitzvah, and especially a standalone mitzvah, and then you have another mitzvah, that, you know, whether you could accomplish both at the same time or not has certainly no d'oraisa impact, you know, one on the other, because they're independent mitzvahs. The idea that, if it's true, and maybe even on d'oraisa level, you know, that that, you know, the role of Pesach and Matzah, you know, differs when they're together, when they're not, whether it's l'kula or l'chumra, is fascinating, and speaks of the role of Pesach, again, also the capacity of matzah, but of the role of Pesach. So one point is, what happens, again, and the Nitziv has this theme, he doesn't talk about these things, but in general, in his parish on the Haggadah, he's very into this idea that when, you know, but during this Zman Habayis, when there was a Pesach, that the role of Pesach certainly eclipsed that of everything else, implying that, you know, Bizman Hazeh, you know, Matzah, you know, takes a more central role. And again, that works very well with this other, you know, set of facts that I'm alluding to. At the same time, he says that even Bizman Hazeh, right, there are things that we continue to do, even though there is no Korban Pesach, because the Korban Pesach was so central, it is such a central linchpin idea in Yahadus generally, and in in the night of the Seder and so on. Specifically, that we continue to, our minhagim that we still continue to cling to, that are based on projecting as if there was a Korban Pesach. Wearing a kittel is one of the things that he mentions. You know, but there are numerous things as part of his Hakdama to Imre Shefer, and again, he alludes to it throughout. Called Dichven Yesev Yechal. You know, he has, again, this is like a theme throughout his presentation. So the bigger point in all of this is that the, you have this triad, Pesach, Matzah, Maror. Clearly, the Maror part is more Tafel. Even in the Maror, there's a debate among the Rishonim. The Rambam's view is that Maror is always Tafel to the actual kiyum of Korban Pesach, not just even that Maror is only Doraisa during Zman Habayis when there is a Korban Pesach, which seems to be the pshat in a couple of Gemaras, and certainly the view of Rashi, that an Orel Bizman Korban Pesach would be Chayiv in Maror Doraisa. As the Rashash points out, some Rishonim obviously felt that Gemara was Lav Dafka, it says B'matza U'B'Maror. They think that the Maror part of that is Lav Dafka, the Rambam, one of them. So the point I'm trying to make is that Pesach is a very dominating factor, even relative to the other two Rabban Gabliels, Matzah and Maror. Even relative to Matzah, certainly with respect to Maror. And the question, of course, is, how does that express itself and why is that? And one of those dinim is also expressed by the Hava Mina, which I mentioned in the past, that every ger who's nizgayer would have to bring a Korban Pesach. So the Torah tells us in Parshas Bo, towards the end of Perek Yud Gimel, v'chi yagur itcha ger v'asa Pesach la'Hashem, hi mo lo kol zachar v'azikrav la'asoso, v'haya kezrach ha'aretz v'kol ora lo yochal bo. This is Perek Yud Gimel, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Mem Zayin. And the Mechilta on that Pasuk that Rashi quotes says something very remarkable, and that is that Yochal Kolam is Gayer Yasa Pesach Miyad, Talmud Lomar Bahaya Ke Ezrach Haaretz. Ma Ezrach Biyadalid, Afger Biyadalid. And similarly, in Parshas Baloscha, which we're going to get to in a minute, which is the Parsha of Pesach Sheni, is in Perek Tes, you have a similar Pasuk, and the Sifrei there says the same thing, and Rashi quotes it again, and that is, 1 second, V'chi yaguri tchem ger, v'asa Pesach l'Hashem, k'chukas ha-Pesach, right, u'kemishpato ken yase, chuka achas yelachem, v'lager, Ula Ezrach Ha'aret. This is Pasuk, Perek Tes Pasuk Yudalid. And Rashi again quotes the Gemara Pesachim in the Sifrei. Yocho Kolam is Gayer Yasa Pesach Miyad. Tavalom Rechuka Achas. Elkach Mashmo. Ki Aguri Tchem Ger Ba Eis Lasos Pesach Im Chaverov. Ki Chuka Ukemishbat Yasa. Okay. So that's a very, very, we're going to get back to this in a second. That's a very strange Havamina, but one which again highlights the singular status of Korban Pesach as a korban. Right? You would have thought there'd be the korban of gates. We'll explain why in just a minute. Of course, it also implies that there could be a Korban Pesach notion outside of the framework of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and the anniversary of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that Hava Mina is very, very important, very crucial. I'll get back to that in just a second. The fact that Pesach, again, kind of generates its own Yom Tov is, I think, again, part of this astonishing stature that it has. As we said before, if you look in Parshas Emor, right, Parshas Emor begins with, we think, usually say that it begins with Chagamatzos, right, but the truth is that it really begins with Chag HaPesach. Right here in Parshas Emor, Perek Chav Gimel, Torah lists the Moadim,
Or it says, "Vaydabar Hashem Moshe Leimor Davar Bnei Yisrael Amar Talayhem Moadei Hashem Asher Tikru Al Sam Mikra Kodesh Elei Moadoi." Then you have a rendition of Shabbos. Then you have it again, Elei Moadei Hashem, what I call the false start. You know, Elei Moadei Hashem Mikra Kodesh Asher Tikru Al Sam Bmoadam. And then the next pasuk, if you skip pasuk Hey, then pasuk Bav is Ubechamish Asa Yom LaKodesh Hazeh Taga Matos LaHashem Shivas Yom Matos Tochelum. But why should we skip pasuk Hey? Pasuk Hey, the first pasuk of the Moadam, is Bachodesh Harishon Ba'arba Asa LaKodesh Bein Arba'im Pesach LaHashem. And the Mefarshim discuss what it's doing here, and they say different things. Some of them, you know, integrated into Chag HaMatzos. Oh, it's the Agdama because we're going to eat the Korban Pesach at night of the 15th. You know, again, the Archaim, the Sfarno, and others. Some of them, in other words, downplay it. And others suggest that this indicates that Pesach, or the bringing of the Pesach, constitutes a kind of Yom Tov in its own right. And you know, that is highlighted in particular by the Gra. I've mentioned this in the past. The Gra in Yoredeya, you know, discussing an issue that the Rama and the Shach seem to debate, and that is, if a person is in a shiva, and it's, you know, Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov. So typically, you know, you sit until, you know, until you need to prepare, you know, in a reasonable way for the Shabbos or the Yontif. But when it comes to Yudalid, the Rama seems to say that you only sit till Chatzos. And the Shach says he doesn't understand that, because what's the difference? It's like any other Erev Yontif, you don't sit till Chatzos, you sit till later in the day, until you need to make your preparations. And the Gra, very famous comment in Hilchos Avelos, says he agrees with the Rama against the Shach, and the reason is because the Torah includes this pasuk halacha hey, this pasuk that establishes, you know, the day of the, or the bringing of the Korban Pesach in the parsha of Emor, implying two things. Number one, that the psukim in Parshas Emor are all about Kedushas Hazman. And this comment, by the way, is also made much later by the Netziv. The Netziv in HaMekdavar also says that the presence of... again, it has earlier roots than the Gra and the Netziv too, and some of the Rishonim who struggle with what this pasuk is doing here. But they say very, very explicitly that everything in Parshas Hamoedim is a Moed, and that Pesach is a Moed. So that's the Gra. So the Gra says, you know, even though it's not a Moed Gomor, you know, in terms of the typical things that we associate with the Moed, but it's Moed enough that it already cancels, you know, the Shiva at Chatzos, because Chatzos is the man of Akrav Sotas. So the Rach, you know, suggests that one of the reasons that you say Hallel during the Asiyas HaPesach also is connected to the status of Pesach generating kind of, it's like Hallel of a Moed. That's what the Beit Yochanan holds. A lot of indication. If you look carefully at the language of the Rambam in Hilchos Yom Tov, where he talks about Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, Erev, you know, the question of Malacha, what's appropriate and what's not appropriate, how early you have to stop. So based on the Gemara's in the beginning of the you know, of the Mokrim Shenoagu in Psachim, so the Rambam seems to suggest that the typical dinim of Shabbos and Yontif, you know, of you know, cutting back, you know, Likrat, the upcoming holiday, do not explain sufficiently, you know, the Isur Malacha, both the actual dinim as well as, you know, b'makom shenoagu, you know, when it comes to Erev Chag HaMatzos. And again, if you look carefully at the language, I'm not going to go into it right now, but Ram compares it to Chol HaMoed. It sounds like what the Rambam is saying, again, is that there's an element of Moed already on Yudalid, you know, Bein Arba'im. There may be an element of Moed even before. Again, it's Achilek, it's a kind of a mixed day. The Torah presents this day differently. Again, in Emor, it's Bein Arbayim. In Pinchas, it's just Yom Yadalit. And in general, there may be things already in the morning, you know, that are determined by the fact that it's a split-up day. The whole question of, you know, Iser Shehiyah of Chametz, for example, both the Iser Shehiyah part, Achila, Iseriana, each one is a topic in its own right. We're not going to get into it right now. Whether or not some of that, the Achilek, in other words, what happens at Chatzos on Erev Chagamatos, some of the psukim quoted in the Gemara and emphasized by the Rambam have to do with Shkitas HaPesach. And the question is, again, whether they're just a marker, or even if they're more than a mar, maybe this is just because this is all preparation for Chagamatos, or it's the other way, part of the Mechayiv. We know there's a separate Iser of Shkitas HaKorban Pesach al HaChametz, right, separate from the regular din of Chametz. So I'm just trying to point out that there are a lot of evidence that Korban Pesach, you know, A, vis-a-vis Matan Marar, B, in its own right, generates a kind of a chag or a miktsas chag. Some years ago we talked about Korban Chagigas Yadalid and what a mysterious, korban it seems to be. You don't always bring Chagigas Yadalid, but when it's enhancing to the Korban Pesach, Chagigas Yadalid is brought. And again, I think that the Rambam's view is clearly, points to the fact that Chagigas Yadalid is not a technicality, Chilal HaSova or Shvira Zetzem, which it is for other Rishonim, but it's a kind of like, again, part of this quasi-Moed status that Korban Pesach generates. And, therefore you bring, just like you have a normal Chagiga, you bring a Chagiga Sidalit. It's just more of a tentative Korban because it's a different kind of a Moed, too. So there are a lot of indications that Korban Pesach generates a certain special status in its own right. And part of that, I think, is the din of Lishma as well. Again, the Mishnah in the beginning of Zvachim. A second. The Mishnah in the beginning of Zvachim, based on an Aleph, like Kol HaZvachim Shenizbuchu Shelo Lishman Ksheirin, Ela Shelo Olo Labaylam L'Shem Chova. Typically you require Lishma, that's a Mishnah also later on, talk about it a little tomorrow, on Memvav, the Shem Shisha Dvarim Zebach Nizbach, the Shem Zebach, the Shem Zaveach, the Shem Hashem, the Shem Ishim, the Shem Reach, the Shem Bichoach, Achatos HaAsher, the Shem Chet. So there's a requirement of Lishma, but the first mission Zvachim says that more than that, if you have Zvachim Shenizbach Ushalo Lishman, they're Ksheirim, but Lo Ola Bailim L'Shem Chova. Chutz min haPesach v'haChatos. HaPesach b'zmano v'haChatos b'kol zman. So it's fascinating. Again, we have to go into much more detail of this in its own right, but that Chatos is Lishma should be Ma'akev, not just that it should be Ma'akev, whether it's Ola L'Shem Chova, but it should be, the lack of Lishma should be Posel. Again, obviously has some limud. You can make the case that a Korban Chatos is very chamor, right? Even vis-a-vis, let's say, Asher ben Ola, because it's Mechaper, right? But that the only two should be, Rabbi's here, right? The old Zvachim group, right? That we should have Dafka, Chatos, and Psachim, that's peculiar, right? Psachim is Kachem Kalim. You're going to bypass, let's say, Asham and Ola and all those Korbanos and Dafka Psachim. So it's a strange phenomenon. Moreover, there's another associated phenomenon, at least according to the Rambam, and that is that the Gemara says that later on that, b'mina machriv, shelo b'mina lo machriv. What that means is that if you have a, if you want to bring a chatos, l'shem, some other korban, then that's the din, that that there's a psul lishma. However, if you want to bring a chatas l'shem chulin, right, so the Gemara says that it's lo ala l'shem kova, right, but it's not necessarily posel. It's not posel. Because bimina makriv, right, kachim to kachim registers, you know, that's called lo l'shma, but shelo bimina, right, kachim and chulin, lo makriv. Right, but the Rambam paskins in Psulei Mikdashim that when it comes to Pesach, right, even Shelo Bamina, even Pesach L'Shem Chulin is a Psul of Lishma. That's meaning, in one respect, it seems to be more Chomor than even Chatas. And that is surely, you know, strange. Like, why should that be? So there's a very interesting Or Sameach. I think Yor Sameach, who I remember, has like two perspectives. One is that no, it's actually part of the kula of Pesach. Namely, chatos is kache kadasha. Right? So there we say, b'mino machriv, shalom b'mino, I'm giving you the short version, b'mino machriv, shalom b'mino, lo machriv. Therefore, kachim, meaning chatos, l'shem chulin, doesn't register in a serious way. But because Pesach is Kodshim Kalim and not Kodshim Kadashim, so the L'Shem Chulin actually is a bigger problem. It does register. So it may look like it's more Chomor, and it is more Chomor, the Foal, but it's more Chomor because, to begin with, but that of course just begs the question, and that is, well, how did Pesach, you know, get this requirement of Lishma, which is Ma'akev anyway? Okay. But the other perspective, I think this is what he's saying, not this is what I would say, is that there's a special limud for Korban Pesach being or requiring Lishma. Pesach Lashem. And the Meiri emphasizes a lot, the Rambam seems to emphasize it. And maybe the idea is, this is a question with regard to Chatas as well, but one of the reasons that other Karbanos are Lo Ola L'Shem Chova, but they're still not Sulim, is because on some level you could look at every korban, or you could try to look at every korban in two ways. Right? One is the specific korban that it is, and the other is like it's a generic korban, like it's a korban and it's an ashem, it's a korban and it's an ola. The question is, can you do that when it comes to chatas? Can you say, you know, it's a korban and it's a chatas? More tricky. Okay, but maybe even with regard to chatas, you can have a category of kasher v'lo ola l'shem chova by saying, you know, it's still a korban, maybe. I mean, that's part of the discussion. I want to prejudice that one or the other. But maybe the idea in Korban Pesach is that it's just also a sui generis, just a singular korban in all ways. It's Pesach Lashem. I think are two things. Number one is that it's different than all other korbanos. It's a rule-breaking korban. I've said this many times. It's not a Vayikra Korban. It's not mentioned in all the Vayikra Korbanos. And it's not mentioned, you know, per se in Sefer Avodah. I mean, the Din of Lishma is mentioned in Sefer Avodah because those Dinim are discussed in Hilchos Maisa Korbanos and Psulei HaMikdashim. But whereas in Sefer Avodah, the Rambam discusses Chatas and Ola and Asham and Shlamim and so on and so forth, right, it's in Sefer Korbanos that we discuss Korban Pesach. And as I say, it's a Shemos Korban. It's not a Vayikra Korban. And even the dinim that it has are all, you know, pretty much singular. The din of Yotzei is different, Chabura. You know, Yotzei Chutz L'Chaburaso. And of course, the role of Zrika and Shechita might be different because it's not really Kapara, so the Zrika kind of takes a backseat to the Shechita. I mean, there's a lot to say. What can I say? Liminuyav, you know, the psul of Arel, Benechar. There are even where it seems like, you know, the din of Korban Pesach is just a korban, it's an unusual korban. So again, just because it bears the additional message of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim or something else connected to that, which we'll discuss in a second, or no, it's just really, again, V'achas ha-basar b'layla hazeh. Even the question of achilas basar being separate from the Korban Pesach is an interesting lamdish question that Reb Chaim deals, Reb Belville, the Rav used to deal with a lot. You know, can you separate out the achilas ha-basar b'layla hazeh, you know, from the Korban aspect of Korban Pesach? But maybe the idea is that Pesach la-Hashem is telling us that Korban Pesach isn't the regular. It's not a Korban and it's a Korban Pesach. It's just a Korban Pesach. Lekula and Lechomra. And therefore, even though it doesn't qualify, you know, vis-a-vis, it doesn't qualify to be in the same category as Chatas, because it's less than an Asham and an Ola, and so on, in terms of the Kedushas HaKorban, right? But the point of the Lishma, or Lo Lishma, is that you don't have a backup. There's no, you know, if it's not kosher, it's nothing, because all there is Korban Pesach. It can only be a proper Korban Pesach. I'm not talking about Mosar, Pesach, Shlamim. Okay, that's something to be contended with, but that's, you know, in very specific circumstances. But, so either that may be the point of Pesach Lashem, or the Lashma, which is also the reason why Lashem Chulin, because the point is, it doesn't matter whether it's Machriv, at the end of the day, it's Nechrav, because there's nothing else to do with this. It's either proper Korban Pesach or not. Overlapping with that idea, maybe another idea, or maybe that's part of the same idea, and that is that Korban Pesach, what makes it unique, what makes all these things part of it, I believe, is that it's basically, this is, I think, the big yisod, is that it's a korban that projects the concept of emuna. That ad sheyishkatu Eloheim le'ineihem, the capacity of Klal Yisrael to rise the occasion when it came to Shechitas HaPesach. We talked a little bit about, you know, the relationship. I was suggesting an inverted relationship, more meduyak in the psukim, between, you know, Parshas HaChodesh and certain perspective on freedom, and the Korban Pesach. That's what establishes Korban Pesach is not like kapara. Korban Pesach isn't just an avoda; it's also an avoda, but it's not an avoda of cheiros. It's not a korban of cheiros. It's a korban of emuna. And the Chinuch says this in one place, and I think it's implicit in many other things. So again, the psul of Benechar, Meshumad, and so on, which I, again, tackled in the past, is, I think, connected to this particular issue. That's one of the places where the Chinuch says it, by Arel and Benechar. The dinim of Meshumad and Arel are different in Korban Pesach than every other korban, because it's a korban of emuna, and therefore the stakes are different and higher, and it's just assessed in a completely different way. Therefore, Meshumad is excluded. Obviously, the mitzvah say sheyesh bakares, like, why is the ignoring this mitzvah say, like ignoring bris milah, so central? And then going back to the idea that, you know, that there was a habamina, that every ger who's in this gayer has to bring a Korban Pesach. Like, why? Why Korban Pesach more than anything else? And even shalom, you know, bizmana Pesach. But that's the point. It's the korban of emuna. It's the bris for the tzibur, you know, in the same way that mila is a bris, you know, for a yachin. And again, those two mitzvot saseh shesh bem kares, b'damayach chayi, b'damayach chayi. So I think that this explains a lot about the interaction with matzah marar, the centrality of it, the ability, again, to redefine the others, the special dinim of Korban Pesach, special demands of Korban Pesach, the impact of Korban Pesach. All of these things, I think, are connected, like, in a very powerful way with this special status of Korban Pesach. Because of this, this brings us to the next part. But one of the just remarkable expressions of the special status of Korban Pesach in this way as a korban of emuna is, I think, the phenomenon of Pesach Sheni. So we're not up to Pesach Sheni yet, but I want to speak about Pesach Sheni a little bit in terms of what, dialectically, what it reflects about, you know, Pesach Rishon. So just even looking at the parsha in the Bahaloscha, looking at the parsha in Bahaloscha, it's just an astonishing episode. Right, Vaydabra Hashem al Moshe b'midbar Sinai b'shana ha'sheinis, let's say some Eretz Mitzrayim b'chodesh ha'risham le'imar. Again, this is already the introduction and the Mefarshim jump in. Like, what is this all about? Why do you need to emphasize Korban Pesach, right, in the second year, the first anniversary? Right, this is going to establish the Korban Pesach. First of all, is Korban Pesach something limited to Eretz Yisrael? You know, in which case, why is there a Pesach in the second year, Dafka in the Midbar? And if not, and it's just a regular Chiyuv Korban every year, so why this extra emphasis? Again, I think all of this pointing to, in both directions, again, the Kula and the Chumra, this being a very different kind of an expression of the anniversary of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and especially, again, its status as a korban emuna. V'yasu b'nei Yisrael sapasach b'mo'ado, b'arbasa yom l'chodesh hazeh, b'en r'arboyim, tasu oso b'mo'ado, k'kol chukosav v'kol mishpatav, tasu oso. Okay. V'yidaber Moshe el b'nei Yisrael lasos hapasach. Again, we don't have this about matzah, we don't have it about the maror, we don't have it about other parallel mitzvos. There's something particularly urgent, again, at this point, because it was unusual or just to establish it. The Yasu is a Pesach Barishon Barbasa Yom Lakodish Ben Rabayim, Bimidbar Sinai, Kakola Sher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, Kenasu B'nei Yisrael. Right, by here Nashim Asher Yutmeim Lenefesh Adam, Balayuchalas is a Pesach, right? Bayomahu, Vayikurvu Lefne Moshe of Thayar Bayomahu, Vayomru, Hanashim Ahema, a love, Anach Tzmeim Lenefesh Adam. And here's that phrase, Lama Nigara, right, which is a rare usage. Right? We find also Benos Slavchad. They also had a certain Megalgalin Ayde Zakai, Megalgalin Sklus Ayde Zakai. They too, expressed a certain urgency. Lama Nigara, Levilti Hikriv, Es Korban Hashem B'Moado, Betoch B'nei Israel. Again, the repetition, Betoch B'nei Israel, emphasizing that this is kind of a sine qua non for being like a good member of the, a proper, member of Klal Yisrael, and that's something, the Lama Nigara expresses a certain, as I say, panic, deep, urging, deep sense of urgency, to be able to do this. It wasn't simply, a mitzvah like other mitzvahs in which there, was a psul or a ptur, something like, the chitzut, the indispensability, let's say, of Korban Pesach for being a member of Betoch B'nei Yisrael is at root, or is the motivating force behind this very remarkable suggestion. Bayomar lehem Moshe, imdu ve'eshma'a, ma'i tzava Hashem lachem. And then, of course, you get the parsha, Dabrel B'nei Yisrael, ish ish ki etamei l'nefesh o b'derech rechoka, lachem, olu doroseichem v'asa, Pesach LaHashem. Again, this phrase Pesach LaHashem is ubiquitous. B'chodesh Hasheni Barba Sayom Bein Rabayim Yaso Oso Al Matzo Sumrorim Yochluhu. Notice here, by the way, that Al Matzo Sumrorim Yochluhu is mentioned. That's what we're going to discuss in just a minute. That, of course, echoes the pasuk in Parshas Bo, Perek Yud Beis, where we're told. Ba'ochlo sabaso balayla hazeh sli'esh umatzos al mirorim yochluhu. This is Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Ches. But notice there's a difference in the trump, right? In the way that the pasuk is broken up. In other words, in Parshas Bo, it's ochlo sabaso balayla hazeh sli'esh umatzos, right? And then comes Al Merorim Yochluhu. So the Tzli Eish of the Pesach is combined with the Matos, and then both of them are Al Merorim, right, Yochluhu. And in the Parsha Pesach Sheni, right, the way it's formulated is just a little bit different, as we just noted. Yasu also, al matzos umirorim yochluhu. I mean, the matzos and the merorim here are equal. We'll get back to that. I think it has to do with the fact that matzah is not independent here, and other factors. Then, lo yashirim menu ad boker, which we'll get to in a minute, v'etzem lo yishberu vo, kechol chukos ha-pesach, kol chukas ha-pesach, yasu also. Va'isha sheru tahor, b'derech lo haya, v'chadal asos ha-pesach, v'nichrus ha-nefesh ha-hi mi'ameha, the repetition of the kares, even in Pesach Sheni, ki korban Hashem, again, an interesting phrase, korban Hashem, lo hikri b'mo'ado, cheto yisa ha-ishahu. And then the final word, the chia guri tchem gerba sa pesach lashem kechukas a pesach kimishpato ken yase chukachas yelachem lager lezrach aretz. You can only do this on Pesach or Pesach Sheni. But again, the havamina that you would have had, you know, this as a sine qua non for gerus itself. Okay, so what emerges from here? Again, this is a fascinating parsha, the Lama Nigara, the Megalgun's Chusay De Zakai. The fact that we're still dealing with an issue of kares, we still have to analyze that halachically. Do you get kares for ignoring Pesach Sheni, or do you get kares when you ignore Pesach Sheni, you know, for not having been metaken, you know, the chi of kares of Pesach Risha? Okay? That's a tricky question. And one that is certainly debated among probably the Tanoim Amoraim and Rishonim. That's an interesting question. Also, what emerges here is a very fascinating, that's what I want to speak about in the time I have left, relationship between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Kikol Chukosav, we're told. Sounds like you repeat what happens. Right? Specifically, the Torah speaks about Etzem Leishberuvo and Lo yashiru mimenu ad boker. It also specifically speaks about al matzos, right, umirorim yochluhu. Again, with a very subtle change that I'm pointing out, which is that here it's al matzos umirorim yochluhu, and there it's at slieshu matzos al merorim yochluhu. But a number of the other dinim are, of course, omitted. And the Gemara, of course, has a major debate whether or not Pesach Sheni is a regel b'fnei atzmo or not, and it definitely connects it to the question of Gershon Isgayer and Katan Shen Isgadel, you know, bein Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. But very complicated Gemaras that we're not going to go into right now because they're topics in their own right, but that we should be aware of. Oh. So the Gemara itself in Pesachim, just to highlight what's going on here, on Sadi Hei Omen Aleph, the Mishnah and the Gemara, right, deal with the details. Ma bein Pesach Rishon L'Sheni. Right? HaRishon Aser B'Bal Yiroa B'Bal Yimotze. Right? HaSheni Chometz U'Matzah Imo B'Bayis. HaRishon Ton Halo B'Achilaso. HaSheni Eino Ton Halo B'Achilaso. Zeh V'Zeh Ton Halo B'Asiyason V'Nacholin Tzli Al matzo umrorim v'dochenos haShabbos. Then the Gemara elaborates. Tana Rabbana kol chukas haPesach yasu also. Right, b'mitzvah shebegufo akasav medaber. Mitzvah shaal gufo minayin. There are different girsos here, and the question is what these mean. Obviously, what is mitzvah shebegufo? What is mitzvah shaal gufo? Talmud lomar al matzo umrorim yochlu. Yochal afilu mitzvos shelo al gufo. There are mitzvahs shebegufo, mitzvahs al gufo, and things that are less than mitzvahs al gufo. Talmud lomar etzem leishberubo, ma shviras etzem yuchad mitzvah shebegufo, av kol mitzvah shebegufo. Yasu oso, Isi ben Yehuda said yasu oso, b'mitzvah shebegufo, kasa medaber. Omer bar yochal af mitzvah shelo al gufo, amris b'mitzvah shebegufo, kasa medaber. Hachikama. Hashad amris ha-matzah, morim yochluhu, alma yasu oso, lav dafka. Okay, so then the Gemara goes and discusses, you know, what about, you know, what are the different Tanur Rabbanan, Kol Chukos HaPesach Yasu also, Yachol k'shem shomishon also b'chol b'ba yirabai imate kachsheni also b'ba yirabai imate Talmud lomar amatos umorim b'ochlu eni elam mitzvahs asem mitzvahs losa asem inayin Talmud lomar layashir menu ad boker elam mitzvahs losa shanita klase losa se gomor minayin Talmud lomar etzem leishbro. Basically, what I'm trying to say is the Gemara is probing how much there is in Pesach Sheni vis-a-vis Pesach Rishon. They're trying to come up with formulations, Davar Shebegufo, Davar Sheino Begufo, Davar Sheal Gufo, right? Maybe distinguish between Mitzvah Saseh, Lavin, Lavanita Klase, Ma Prat Mefuras Mitzvah Saseh Velo Saseh Shanita Klase, Velo Saseh Gomor, Avkom Mitzvah Saseh Velo Saseh Shanita Klase, Velo Saseh Gomor, Bechlale, the Mitzvah Samor, Mai Kamarbi, Tzliesh, Bepratehah Mai Memait, Hashbasa Saor. Epochanav, why not say the opposite? Mitzvah de gufei od. Bechalei de lo yashir menu ad boker. My kamar bileim, ototzi mimenu, right from one chabura to the other. Bepratel maika mimai, lo yirilacha, velo imatze, val yirabai imatze. Okay, and then the Gemara continues here till the next Mishnah on Sadihei Omud Bet. So what is really going on here? And, you know, how do we understand this phenomenon? Like this idea that there being a Pesach Sheni, you know, that is, on the one hand, you know, partaking of many of the actual dinim of Pesach Rishon, right? Possibly even the Kares part, certainly the Almatos Umrorim, as we've said, you know, certainly the Torah is explicit about Shviras Etzem and Nosar, right? And this Kekol Chukosav, which is pretty amorphous, but adds a lot of other things as well. And clearly there are other things that we normally associate very strongly with, even with Karban Pesach, right? Like Chametz, Babayis, other such phenomena, where we don't apply the din of Karban Pesach Rishon to Pesach Sheni. So what is this, and what's going on here? Just again, to make it shorter, because we don't have so much time, and this is, you know, a very complicated topic. So this is a different kind of a tashlumin. Again, the debate whether it's considered tashlumin or not, part of the story, but we can't go into the pratim right now. We'll highlight some of this in just a minute. We'll go very quickly through the running exchange between Rav David Ababli and Rav Aram ben Arambam, which highlights a lot of these questions. But this question of tashlumin, you know, and or regel bifnei atzma, which the Gemara discusses, you know, of course brings in mind, and that exchange includes this discussion as well, other phenomena like it, for example, chagiga. Right? Chagiga has tashlumin. There's a debate in the Gemara about the details of that. There's a debate about Shmini Atzeres, you know, whether it's a regel bifnei atzmo or it's a continuation. But we'll see in a moment that part of this is the debate between Rav David Ababli and Rav Aram ben Arambam. But on the surface, it looks like Korban Pesach, you know, is something that is different from those other paradigms. Right? It's a month later, right, as opposed to the Chagiga, which is Yom Tov, but just continues, right? Either through the Yontif or from the Yontif to a week later, in the cases like Shavuos or possibly Shmini Atzeres, right? And there are other, you know, elements also that put the question of Kares. It's not identical. You have, you know, a chunk of the halachos, but there are other things that you don't have. So what is this din of Korban Pesach? Just to highlight it a little bit further, this is part of the thing that caught the attention of Rabbi Daniel Ababli, rather. That is that the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos and in the Koteret. Oh, is this Joey's? Oh, contraband. No. The Rambam does count for Pesach Sheni. He has Pesach Sheni as a separate din. Lishchol Pesach Sheni, Lechol Basar Pesach Sheni al Matzah Fumarar. So he repeats, in other words, Shchitas Pesach Rishon, Shchitas Pesach Sheni, Achilas Basar Pesach Sheni, Achilas Basar Pesach. And then in addition to that, he has Shviras Etzem, Shaliyishbar Baba Etzem, Shaliyishbar Etzem Pesach Sheni, Shaliyashu Mimena Laboke, Shaliyashu Mi Pesach Sheni Laboke. Okay? This is one of the things that troubled Rav Daniel Ababli. But what he doesn't have is Na Mavushal, Shaliyotzi Basim Pesach Etzel Kabura. You might not hold that even. Again, he, of course, doesn't have Matzah, which for some reason bothered Rav Daniel Ababli. Talk about that in a second, too. In other words, a lot of the pratim that do apply, according to the Gemara and according to the Rambam, to Pesach Sheni, the Rambam didn't count separately in Minyan Mitzvahs. So when you look at the Rambam's presentation, in addition to being already, not confused, but say challenged, I figured out, like, what is this Pesach Sheni phenomenon? You know, a month later. What's this Hava Mina about Geirus? That's rejected. I think it's crucial. We'll get to it in a second. You know, given the Mishnah, the Gemara's discussion, like certain things, yes, certain things, no. And what about Kares? And what about Regel Bifnei Atzmo? That doesn't fit into the other categories that we know. I'm just adding that for the Rambam, there's another puzzle, and that is, how come there are four Minyan Mitzvos for Pesach Sheni, but not others? Even some of the things that apply are not counted separately. Moreover, in Perek Tes, it was called Pesach, very interesting, the Rambam, when he discusses Ben Nechar and Ger Toshav and Sacher, etc., and when he discusses RL, does it slightly in a slightly different way. Could be I'm making too much of it, but I think it's at least interesting. Hamachil, this is Perek Tes, Alach HaZayin, Hamachil Kuzayis Mina Pesach. Beimi Pesach Rishon, Beimi Pesach Sheni, L'mishumid L'abaduzara, Oligar Tosha V'Sachir, Hareza Over Below Saseh. The Eina Loke, that's a Rambam's view, that's a Chiddush in Rambam, because he's in a Machil, part of, I believe, the Korban Amun idea, but not for now. The Eina Loke, well, Machin Osa Machis Mart, it's a Chiddush in Rambam. Benechar Amor Batara, Zeha Oveir, El Nechar. Okay. Also, in Machil and Dimen Elagai, Afil Gar Toshav, El Sachir, etc. So when it comes to being Machil, Kezayis Menachametz, which is not subject to Malkus anyway, the Rambam mentions explicitly, Bein Mi Pesach Rishon, Bein Mi Pesach Shein. This is a formulation, it's interesting. When it comes to Arel, the next halacha, Ram says, Arel she'achal kizayis mibasar pesach loke, that is loke, she'nemar kol Arel lo yochal bo. Ubo hu she'ena ochel, avlo hu matzo marar. V'chein, muta l'hachil matzo marar l'ger toshav u'l'sachir. So the Rambam doesn't say explicitly that an Arel is loke for Pesach Sheni. But the Gemara seems to say on Tzadihe that Arel is loke for Pesach Sheni. So the Rambam felt that that Gemara is lo aliba de hilchasa, in which case he's distinguishing Pesach Sheni, Arel, and the Shemud. Or, I think more likely, when the Rambam says, Arel achal kezayis loke, kezayis mi basra pesach, he means it applies bein pesach rishon, bein pesach sheni. And you actually do get malchus. But then it's just curious, or interesting at least, that in the previous halacha he said, bein mi, he found it necessary to say, bein mi pesach sheni, bein mi pesach rishon, bein mi pesach sheni, as a formulation. And here it's just covered by being called Basar Pesach. Okay? Of course, the last halacha in Hilchos Korban Pesach is a long halacha, ma bein Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Rishon also b'chametz v'yirah b'imatze bein nishan al chametz v'imatzi menuchutz v'chabura ta'un halabachi laso. A lot of them mevini mo chagiga efshe shiyava b'tuma. Avo Pesach Sheni, right? Chametz v'matzi b'babayis ein ta'un halabachi laso matzi noso chutz l'beis achi laso. He holds that you can't take it out of the chabura. Ein mevini mo chagiga ein above b'tuma shnei dochem es haShabbos tuunin halabasi yasan nechal and tzli b'babayis. Echad almato marar, ein mosir mehen, ein shover behemis etzem. Those that we have separate lavin. But lama liyishva sheni lirishon. We call it dvar machas shenem kufal kukas apesach yasu. So the pirush from mitzas kukas apesach lalamed she'en a shavu lirishon ela bedvar shenis parshubo. Vehem a mitzvah she begufo vehem kukas apesach she kolal. Zeh shenem be mitzrayim she yulka kach pesach mi ba'asar b'shuton. A gaz dam by good asay for the mashkov, right? With shtei mezuzah the shiocha bechipazon, enos on adorn nogos l'doros, naso the pesach mitzrayim b'bat. So again, it's interesting that the Rambam chose to end on this, right? Not a bad ending, you know. It could have begun with it; he could have put it in the middle. But what's interesting is that the Rambam has a whole list, right? So on the one hand, he only quotes two lavin. Or four, the two S and two Lavin, Shchita and Achilas Basar Pesach Sheni, and the two Lavin Etzem, and the ones on Psukim, essentially, right? But he has the others. Again, Arel would be particularly intriguing. Does he think that Arel is Aser, but there's no Malkus for Pesach Sheni? Again, in the Bain, as opposed to just Pesach. So the point is that the Rambam seems to have not only the hierarchy of, is what I'm trying to suggest, not only the hierarchy of the Gemara, but even a more subtle hierarchy as well, in addition. And the question is why? So I'll tell you what I think, since it's getting late, what is going on here. Mm-hmm. I think it's pretty simple. I'll put it this way. What's going on is simple. How it all expresses itself, I think, can get very complicated. And then I want to spend a couple of minutes showing that partly this is the discussion between Daniel Ababli and Rabbi. Okay, so I think that the answer is really very simple. That is that there, on the one hand, there are two, I think, poles here, or there are two, the pressure and a counter-pressure. The pressure is Lama Nigara. In other words, if it's really true that Korban Pesach plays this outsized role, right, so you can understand why, sincere members of Klal Yisrael who, for reasons, can be attributed to extenuating circumstances, were not able to participate in Pesach Rishon, you can understand why they don't want to take no for an answer. Right? And at least they raise the question, again, very respectfully. But, and again, it's a, it's a halachas's dream in a way, but this was that they were pushing the envelope, for lama nigara, for being excluded for technical reasons from Korban Pesach. See if there's some way that they could, get a moed bet. They could have some way of recouping, what they consider to be an indispensable spiritual deficiency. So, if indeed Korban Pesach is this Korban of Amuna, and it's indispensable for being a member of the Tzibor, you need that affirmation. It's a mitzvah seishesh bakares, and it does all these things. It has the capacity to trigger its own holiday and write its own rules of lishma and so on and so forth. So the urgency, is clear, and clearly, again, that expression. Is something that, should transcend the date or the anniversary of Yetzias Mitzrayim and the framework of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. In that sense, the Havamina of the Sifrei and of the Mechilta, namely that every ger who joins Klal Yisrael should bring a Korban Pesach. We don't do this, But the Hava Mina, in a way, you know, finds its echo in Lama Nigara. Right? So we don't go that far. But it isn't, you know, an extension of the actual days of Chag HaMatzos. But a month later, you have a second chance to kind of, you're still connected. Again, the assumption behind the Hava Mina, that a ger would always bring Korban Pesach, is twofold. Number one, right, that this is a Korban that, you know, is independent in some respects of its historical anniversary context or framework. You know, then of Korban Pesach is a broader idea. But the second assumption is that broader idea, right, doesn't require the narrower, not call it narrower because that's misleading, doesn't require its framework. So in a way, what happened in Korban Pesach, you know, in Lama Nigara, in Pesach Sheni, was that the Ribbono Shel Olam responded and said, Inoch Hanami, we can separate technically, right, the Korban Amuna of Korban Pesach from the anniversary of Yetzias Mitzrayim, right, but not completely. Right, it has to be Mitzurav to it. It has to be a month later, exactly a month later. Okay, why that exactly a month later? I don't know. We can ask, you know, I guess the Maral or, you know, people who have a chush for those kind of things, you know, they could explain that. But it doesn't matter to me. Clearly, the month, right, is a shir and seer. We talked about Shloshim Yom Lefnei HaChag being, you know, the pre-satellite of a chag, right? The Dine Medika, right, of Chometz started already Shloshim Yom Lefnei HaChag. Because that's already, you know, we're on the eve of. Sometimes it's Rosh Chodesh and sometimes it's Shloshim Yom. You know, so Shloshim Yom La'achar HaChag also has a certain, you know, significance. It's still Mitzurah. So in this context, you can accomplish Lama Nigara. But at the same time, and having said that, a lot of the dinim that are going to apply to Korban, because it's still Mitzurah to the event of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the celebration with Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim of matzah and maror and everything else, so it's understandable that you're going to require a lot of those props, right, and a lot of those elements, a lot of those dimensions. At the same time, it, you know, that framework is not acutely present. It isn't the anniversary. There is no mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's no independent Isur of Chametz or Mitzvah of Matzah, right? So you face kind of an interesting dialectic, right? On the one hand, to have a Korban Pesach, which accomplishes the goal of this Korban Amuna, this national reaffirmation of Hashgachas Hashem and Amuna Bashem and Yad Sheyishkatu, you know, Eloheim Le'eneim, you know, and it has to therefore be connected to, you know, its historical context and all of the ideological accoutrements, you know, connected to it. But at the same time, it can't be completely connected, Lekula and Lechomra, because it isn't the time of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's not B'Shal She'esh Matzo Maror Munachim Lefanach. I mean, you can't do Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim even with Tosefes Yom Tov, you know, B'Erev Tochel Matzos or Yochol, you know, Mibodyon, the Shasha Matzah Mar Munachim Lefanech. You know, the debate between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, you know, about how much Hallel you should say in the first half of the night, according to Yerushalmi, is, well, you know, you say only Hallelu Abde Hashem, or do you say B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim? So Yerushalmi has the discussion between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, like, you know, Shammai saying to Hillel, well, it's not B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim time, where we're calibrating this. It's all, this part he doesn't say, this part I'm saying, you know, by quoting the Rambam, you know, if it's, you know, Chayev Adam, Lira, Laharos, maybe, even, in addition to the Liros, Es Atzmo Ki Hiluhu Atzmo Yatza Ata Mimitzrayim, those emphases, the Rambams, beyond the statement in the Gemara Pesachim, I mean, if this is all, so then it has to correspond, you know, to what's happening. So we care about Chatzos, you know, it's such a structured evening, the night of the Seder. So a month later, you can recapture Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? So on the one hand, you need to connect with that, be mitzurif with it, But you don't have all of that because you can't. It's not the anniversary. And those dinim don't apply. Hence, or to say it in a slightly different way, in its acute, you know, ideal state, you have, you know, Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. And I was saying before that the Pesach, you know, redefines even the role, never mind Maror, clear, that's clear, but even defines, maybe according to the Rambam, the role of Matzah, even though Matzah is an independent mitzvah. Amazing. But let's also not forget the other side of it, right? And that is, it's Matzah Samurim Yochlu. The Korban Pesach part, you know, is immeasurably enhanced by virtue of the fact that this is the anniversary. And the themes of Matzah and Maror, Matzah Samurim Yochlu, or Sliyeshu Matzos, right? Almost as a junior equal, maybe. And then al marorim yochluhu, right? That makes the whole korban emuna a completely different korban too. Not just an affirmation related to some event in the past. It's dynamism. It's being alive. It's being experiential. And frankly, talk about the matzah part for a minute. The other side, it is chag matzos in the end, right? Matzos, you know, are incredibly important theme, an integrated dialectical theme. Lechem oni, lechem she'onim alav, dvarim harbe. The symbol of geula and cheirus. Right, as we said many times, the connection, the anti-chametz for this period of time. Ein ben chorin elav misha osek v'torah v'mitzvos. Right, cheirus is not, you know, unconstrained growth. It's, you know, having a clear mission and purpose in life. That mission and purpose is provided by the Korban Pesach, but the methodology of Avodas Hashem and the growth is very much the story of the interaction of Chametz and Matzah. Which is why there's a separate Isser when you're being makriv of the Korban Pesach not to have Chametz around. And that the Dinim Shehiya and so on are connected to Korban Pesach. So it's not only true that Pesach redefines and dominates Matzah Maror or Sibutzias Mitzrayim, right? It's also true that the triad, you know, each member of the triad adds immeasurably to the other in different ways, in complicated ways. So how do you have a Korban Pesach, you know, a month later when it's not Zman Sibutzias Mitzrayim and there is no independent mitzvah of Matzah, right? And so on. And it's not, there's no Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. How do you have that? So originally they weren't sure whether they could or would at all. On the other hand, how can you not have it? You know, if you didn't bring the Korban Pesach Rishon, so you're going to be left out, Lama Nigara, from the Korban of Emunah? We even thought that every Ger would have to bring it. So what you end up getting is this interesting dialectic. On the one hand, the Korban of Emunah, which is Mitzuraf to the event a month later of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But at the same time, it's diluted by being a Korban Emunah, right, which isn't as acutely connected with the concept of Cheirus and the methodology of Avodas Hashem, you know, that the Matzah piece and the Matzah and Maror piece and the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim piece and the experiential aspect bring to it. So that ends up having consequences. Number one, you have to figure out, you know, what needs to be there and what dafka shouldn't be there. But even the things that are there, some of them are there because they're equally important or mostly equally important or practically equally important, right? And have to do, you know, with the status of this korban. And others are there because even though there's no Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, right, being Mitzuraf to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is still important. And therefore, they're going to be there, you know, in a nigrar or a diluted kind of a way. So even the discussion of the Gemara is in the Psukim already. Let's go back to the Psukim. Right, so the Psukim say, you know, that there's Shechita and there's Achila. And the Psukim say that there's, you know, Shviras Etzem and Nosar. Again, are these the ones I necessarily would have picked? You know, I can't claim that, but we're reconstructing backwards. The Rambam in, you know, in Minyan Mitzvos, basically, has only these four. Right? And then on the next level, the Rambam in Perek Tes tells us about Ben Nechar and Toshav, you know, Bein B'Pesach Rishon, Bein B'Pesach Sheni. And when it comes to Arel, right, he just says Pesach. That's a very, very nuanced difference. Again, we just don't know factually, does the Rambam really think that an Arel, the Pesach Sheni, is Loka? I'm not sure of the answer. If the answer is yes, right, so then basically Ben Nechar and Arel apply Bein B'Pesach Rishon, Bein B'Pesach Sheni, but it's a curious, if it isn't just like, literary, you know, you say you could say the same thing two different ways. Again, I don't want to be so adamant about it, but I do think that there's a connotation difference, is what I'm trying to say, at least food for thought, between saying that something applies to both because they're Pesach. It's the common denominator of, in the end of the day, it's still the Pesach, right? Or by saying, I acknowledge that there are differences between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, but still it applies Bein B'Pesach Rishon, Bein B'Pesach Sheni. Again, if there's no Malkus in RL, then it goes into the other way, right? Namely, it sounds like had there been Malkus in Ben Nechar, you know, the Korban Amunah part of it, you know, would have applied that to Pesach Sheni too. But maybe the oral part, less so. So is the oral part more so or less so? I don't know. To me, what's more intriguing is that maybe there's a difference. If there really is a difference, then it's, of course, more substantive. So then you have that. And then you have the other dinim, like Na and Mevushal, and so on. And, you know, Matzah Semorim Yochluhu, which apply, but based on Kekochu Kosav, it sounds like they're more like Nigrar, you know, because it has to be Mitzuraf. You know, we're doing it now, but of course, you can't completely do it, you know, disentangled from the original. But on the other hand, those parts of it are Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim parts that really don't apply. So we need to remind ourselves of that context, alas. That's different than the Bain Bain or the Pesachs, which, no, those themes still apply. Do they apply exactly the same way or less acutely or differently by being shorn of the context of the framework? Maybe. And then you have a separate lav of Shvira, Etzem, and a separate lav of Lo Sosiru, and the mitzvah of Shechita Nachila, right? They're not the Torah's, the common denominator carryover. They're independent. I don't know if independent makes them more or less or different. What I'm trying to show is our different madrigos in managing this whole idea and enterprise. So, for example, what about Lishma? And what about the Kares? There are Kares consequences. It's clear from the Parsha and Baloscha. But again, in the Lam, the Gemaras are very difficult to sort out. But even within the Rambam, it's complicated to figure out, is there Kares for ignoring Pesach Sheni? Or is the Kares of Pesach Sheni for ignoring Pesach Sheni because, again, of the fact that you, Lemafreya, are responsible for ignoring it, but Pesach Risha? Right? That is a very subtle but very important difference. There's no status of Yom Tov Bifnei Atzmo. There's no Chagiga. Again, there's Hallel Bachilaso, but not Hallel Basiaso. There's no Isur Malacha. There's no Chametz. As for the Matzo Maror, what's fascinating to me is that, you know, the Tzliyeshu Matzos Al Merorim Yochluhu, you know, got transformed to Al Matzos Al Merorim Yochluhu. Because the only reason that Matzah's there the first time, in a double capacity, in Pesach Rishon. It's also there because Matzah, like Korban Pesach, is an independent mitzvah. So that's why it's perfectly written in the Pasuk. Right? Tzliyeshu Umatzos. Enough to give you, like, Tzliyeshu, it's a methodology in Pesach, you know, but it also retains a certain individuality in its own right. But the second time, and then it's Al Merorim Yochlu. Merorim is totally tafel. That's what the Rambam emphasizes so much in Mitzvah Nunvav. But the second time, the matzah part is also a matzah Merorim Yochlu. And the whole question of what we mean by a tashlumin is now different. Because if you ask yourself, is it tashlumin or not? And what should be the nafka min of that? So the Rambam counts Pesach Sheni independently in Min and Mitzvos. And he says it's a regel bifnei atzmo, but he also treats it as a tashlumin. That's everybody has difficulty with the Rambam in certain respects. But the answer is, of course, it's both. The whole point of it is that there should be an opportunity outside of the anniversary, not just as an extension of the anniversary, you know, to express this Korban Pesach Lashem. But at the same time, right, it has to be done, you know, in a way that's mitzuraf to Pesach Rishon. Because if it isn't, then it's kind of an empty gesture, Korban Amun. It's like the ger bringing it. We don't think you could completely disentangle it. So is it tashlumin? And the answer is, it is and it isn't. It's not like chagiga. Is it more like Shmini Atzeres? Maybe something in between. So having said this, okay, there's a lot to talk about. Do we have another few minutes? Yeah, right? We have another couple of minutes. It's Monday. Right? So let me just talk briefly about Rabbi Daniel Ababli and Rabbi Avraham Aram. I think in light of all this, especially, I think it's just so acute. Not cute, acute. Again, Rambam in Sefer Mitzvot, Mitzvah Nun Vav and Nun Zayin are both like amazing pieces. The Nun Vav has a lot to do with the relationship between Pesach, again, Matzah and Maror, that I was talking about before, and that Rabbi Yerucham Fishel Perlo, in my opinion, a little bit too extremely, but puts his finger on something very important. Again, the idea that Matzah is both Bifnei Atzmo and Nifrad at the same time. But Nun Zayin also is just an incredible piece. That's what he talks about Korban Pesach. So he says, "Hamitzvah nun zayin shetzivanu lishkad Pesach sheni, mishen nimna mimenu Pesach rishon." Quoting the psukim in Baal Oscha, "Ubekan yesh lamaksha sheyiksha alai v'yomar elai lamazet tamaneh Pesach sheni, v'zeh soser mashik damta b'shorash hashvi, v'amarcha shedina mitzvah lo yimaneh mitzvah b'fnei atzmo." Like, in other words, it's these are pratim. Yeda maksha kushya zos shechachamim kvar chilku b'pesach sheni miyadino kedim pesach rishon o itzivu inam rabi atzmo upaska alacha sho itzivu inam rabi atzmo v'lachein roi lemano soso b'fnei atzmo v'bigmar psachim amru chayiv karis ala rishon v'chayiv karis ala sheni divar abnason divar rebi rather abnason says chayiv karis ala rishon upatar ala sheni Rabbi Chananya says Afal Arishon and Achayv Kares Alam Kein Laasu Shneim. You have to read the whole thing. Zosam Mitzayin Nashim Chayavas Ba. That's also an important issue. This is anyway. The Rambam here is trying to explain why he counts it, right? And one of the things that he mentions is that it can trigger its own Kares, like Rebbe. Obviously, he holds that way. So here's the exchange between. Very briefly, Rabbi Daniel Hababli and Rabbi Raman Aram. Okay, say for Mice and Nisim Simenzai. It's in the Frankel Narambam. One of the excellent things that they did was they printed it on the page. So, She'ela, this is Rabbi Daniel HaBavli. And what you're going to see is that Rabbi Daniel HaBavli basically was taking an extreme position, but one which is a great foil for highlighting everything we're talking about. He was basically saying, I don't understand. This is a, if you hold the Pesach Sheni is like Pesach Rishon, Kekol Chukosav, right? So if it's like Pesach Rishon, then don't count anything. It's all part of Korban Pesach. This is Korban Pesach was given with a t'nai that there are two dates, the primary and the secondary. And if it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, then I don't see, says Rabbi Daniel HaBavli, why you're counting four, you know, and not ten. Because either it's independent or it's not. And Rambam is responding to some of the individual points in an important way. But and a little bit is saying what we're saying, which is that this is complicated. Namely, as independent as it is, it's still connected to Pesach Rishon, obviously. It's not an independent mitzvah that everybody is obligated in, right? It is certainly a method of, you know, compensating for having missed Pesach Rishon. It's neither Tashlumin Gemurim, right, nor a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo gomor. So partly he's getting to the complicated issue, partly he's just responding on individual pieces. And in the end, unfortunately, I think, you know, I don't say unfortunately, it's not fair. And he dismisses some of the questions, like why don't you count other lavin or other essen, that he kind of dismisses based, as you'll see in a second, on the basis of Rambam Shorish base. The Rambam says in Shorish base, that when it comes to, you know, minyan mitzvos, things are learned out of drashos, you know, he has not mefurish bakra. And again, as we know, that's a very, the Rambam says that. People invoke it a lot, and it's complicated, right? Because the Rambam was very inconsistent. Not inconsistent from his point of view, but it's a complicated question. So some of the things he just dismisses in that way that I wouldn't have. I would say what I'm saying now, which is that there are madregos of what we're getting from Pesach Rishon to Pesach Sheni in its own right. So let me just do this quickly, and then I want to get back to the main point as we conclude. So the Rabbi Daniel HaBavli starts off the following, right? Also Pesach Sheni mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, b'samchal das Rebbe, she'pesach Sheni regel b'fnei atzmo v'lav tashlumin d'rishon. Okay, the Rambam holds it's an independent mitzvah, it's not a tashlumin. Right? So he's going to be saying, how can it be both? U'lefi de'ezu ra'ui, that's number one. He sees tashlumin and mitzvah b'fnei atzmo as mutually exclusive. Again, he takes a very reasonable but much too rigid line, Rabbi Daniel HaBavli. But it highlights that. Ulefei de'azu ra'ui shekol mitzvah sase v'lo sase shein chova b'pesach rishon yu chova b'sheini u'ma shenimna b'fnei atzmo b'rishon tischayv meniyasa b'fnei atzmo b'sheini. If it's not tashlumin, but it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, no, mevushal, tzli, everything should be counted as an independent ase and lav. It's a very extreme view. Right? V'rayosav shemana b'fnei atzmo, the mitzvahs pesach sheni, rak shtayim. I'm sorry, v'ra'isiv, not rayosav. He says, but I saw that he only counted two, aside from the shechita and the achila. Namely, lo yashiru, kufites, and etzem le yishbribo. Hoy lo demanos b'fnei atzmo. This is interesting. Gam achilas matzah shenimnes b'fnei atzmo pesach rishon. Okay, it sounds like Rabbi Rambam calls him out on this, but I think it's really interesting. Rabbi Daniel HaBavli understood, right, that al matzos amorim yochluhu doesn't exist without berev tochel matzos. That's fascinating. Meaning, we were talking before whether or not the bear of Tochel Matzos can coincide with Al Matzos Amorim Yochluhu, Bizmana Pesach, and maybe it's ideally that way, and maybe even it's transformed, and maybe there are dinim that are affected by being integrated, in other words, that the matzah is eaten with the mar. Having said that, my trap diuk stands, and that is, Tzliei Shumatos, comma, Tipcha, Almarorim Yochlu. Right? But Rabbi Daniel Bavli thinks that you should have counted a mitzvah of achilas matzah bifnei atzma. Because there's no separate mitzvah of al matzos amrorim yochlu and Pesach Rishon. There's only b'erev tochlu matzos. It's a methodology of achilas korban Pesach. So he thinks that you can't separate them even when all there is al matzos amrorim yochlu. That's fascinating. We'll see how the Rambam and the Rambam just doesn't even understand it. The chen shar mitzvos hatlios bo. Shavuot beBrisim beFureshes on the Gemara in Tzadi Hayamanal Kikol Chukos haPesach Yochol Kashem Sharishon Aser beBal Yira Elo Mitzvah Seim Mitzvah Slos Seim Minayin. That whole Gemara, you should count every one of them. Zua beBrisim Mora Al Chiyuv Dachilas Matzah Umarar Utsliyesh. They should be Mitzvah Seim Alo Tzotzi Min Abayis Kmo Chiyuv Lo Yashiru or Na Mevushal Etzum Look Like Elak Etzum Lo Tishbru Bo. Rotzalomar, kakol chukas haPesach, sagi lechiyu vakol, v'lo ba prat el lemem ute, whatever it's mimait. Again, this is a very extreme view. Okay, v'imkein niskay b'sheni kol mashen niskay b'rishon chutzim mashen nismay mikan shekeshem shehi mitzvos nifrados b'pesach rishon kach yechuyev b'sheni lefishitaso. And what I would say is, that's not true. Because in the end of the day, it isn't the anniversary of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and there's no mitzvah of Sipra Yetzias Mitzrayim. And as important as having the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, the Korban of Amunah, is, when you take that away from the Cheiros component, right, it's a different Korban Amunah too, frankly. Because as I said before, just like the Pesach redefines the matzah, to some extent, the integration of matzah and maror, right, adds a certain dimension to the korban amunah that doesn't exist without it either. So why wouldn't that express itself? Why these kashem? But oh, shemimaima rebi sheni regel bifnei atzmo. Lo literally demuchak minei shemitzvaso zulas mitzvah rishon. If regel is bifnei atzmo, it doesn't mean you should count it separately. Says the Rabbi Daniel Bavli, min the mitzvos. Shekashem, is there college today? There is college today. Okay. Shekashem Shemisvaras, listen to this. Rabbi Osha, I'll finish up. The Shiva Simea Chag Kulan Tashlumin Zelazer, Afagav de Lochazi Barishon Chazi, no one counts Chagiga, Chagiga's a Tashlumin. Lo Yechuyev Mimena, Shem Sheva Mitzvos, do you count the bring of Korban Chagiga separate for each Yom Tov? Kachlo yichuyev ledas Rebbe sheyesh shnei mitzvos b'fnei atzmo. Sharei svaras Rebbe b'Pesach, he svaras Rav Oshia b'shivas imeachak. Okay, no one thinks that korban chagiga, right, has any independence. It's a kiyum in havas hakorban. But what the Rambam's saying is that Pesach Sheni is a kiyum in havas korban Pesach, right? But by definition, a month later, right, absent some of those other themes and dimensions, it's different. And the ambition to bring it a month later, right, is something that makes it both more independent and more vulnerable to changes from its origin. More urgent, and also at the same, and more urgent that it be connected, and also more urgent that it be nuanced. Ki ayotze misvaraso l'ger v'katan yichuyev l'raboshia. Next point. V'rayaso medomer abchia karis al arishon v'chayev karis al asheni. This is fascinating. Hoysa raya ilusava rebi shim hezid b'zeh u'b'zeh chayev shtayim. He says this is raya, the Rambam's reference, the fact that there's a chayev karis for Pesach Sheni, and that's the reason why it's nimna b'fnei atzmo, and it's a din b'fnei atzmo, not just tashlumin. So that would be convincing if you'd get two kareses. right? Let's say you're mezid b'pesach rishon, and then you're again mezid b'pesach sheni. My nafkamina two karises. Says, the nafkamina would be, you know, for hasra. Okay. Nafkamina shekhaiv lizvados. I'm sorry, not hasra. The Chaschinov says hasra. Lizvado, you have to do a separate vidui, a separate tshuva. But v'loreinu, the sphir le the Rebbe Haki. Meaning that Rab David, Rab Daniel Ababli, sorry, Rab David. That's because David's right in front of me. Rab Daniel Ababli is taking a very orthodox approach, okay, but a very rigid approach. Meaning, if what we mean, either we mean that you have an opportunity to stave off the kares of Pesach Rishon, in which case this is all just teshluvin, or we mean that it's bifnei atzmo for people whom it's shayach to, you have to add that, in which case those people should be subject to a second chi of kares. Can't envision the idea that we're presenting. Oh. Okay. And so on and so forth. Lule hikdim zebish, says, if not for the Rambam, you know, mentioning his own shoresh, that he doesn't deal with prate mitzvah, he said, I wouldn't be so hard. Look at Rav Raman and Rambam. So the Rav Raman says as follows. He has a separate tshuva about the specifics of Tashlumin and Gershon Iskayer and Kotun, that we're not going to get into that. The Shehuk Shalach She'en Amon Achilas Matzah Roy Litzmoa Eich Yachshav Kach Bal Tvuna. Oh, Sheyalib, good stuff also. Sheyalib B'machshava Ef Shariuto Shoma Shebrura Bilti Ef Shariuto. So Achilas Matzah She'nimnes B'fnei Atzma B'leil Chamishasa B'nisan Ein Ela Mikra De'Be'erev Tokul Matzos. Shalom nomar kegon zeh b'leil chamishasar b'iyar v'lo mikro dal matzah samrorim yochlu shechiv zeh shel achilas matzah himen anigra l'mitzas Pesach. I mean, he doesn't know the difference between Erev Tokel matzahs and a matzah samrorim yochlu. So it's assumed to be malam mitzchus that Rav Daniel Ababli understood something amazing, and that is that a matzah samrorim yochlu and Erev Tokel matzahs are not two separate dinim completely, but they're together. Ad kedekach, that in Pesach Sheni, if you're Nigrar, you have to have that too. But the answer, of course, is, even if he's right about the first, which I don't think is so far-fetched, right? The idea, of course, of Berev Tokel Matzah Sabata Bifnei Atzma is the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's the, you know, Lechem Oni and Lechem She'onin, all of. It's all of that. B'sha She'esh Matzah Maru Menachem Lefanecha. Im kein echit stayer le bal she kol chovas achilas matzah be pesach sheni mitzvah bifnei atzmo mishum ke kol chukos a pesach the chiyuve achilas matzah she iyan akasa belel tazvab ena mitzad a pesach klal. That's where I think of Daniel Ababli would say you're wrong. It's true that it's independent, but maybe when it exists it's integrated. B'sherach t'lehavias l'shon oseim sh'amru my kamarbi my kamamai. He says, the Gemara wasn't sure what's included, what it's not. He says, the Rav Daniel Ababli thought, oh, you have to count everything as an independent mitzvah. So Rav Raman Aramam has a good ha'ar. He says, but didn't the Gemara also think, ask the question, maybe you should say the opposite? Maybe you should say there's an Isur Chametz and there's no din of gnaw and sleep? What that shows is that even if you think it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, it's not clear what goes and what isn't. Ella, Lamasha Tully Begufa Pesach, Vekovas Achilas Matza Beleli Tezvav, he mitzvah b'fneyatzo, bilti mitzurefes, ve'ina tluya Begufa Pesach. The Shalom Mana b'Pesach Sheni al Tochlu Na, the Domav, Afopisha Nisrabu b'Braisa, the MS Roy Lahaksha. That's a good question. Aval Tasura Kusha, the Fimashi Hishrish b'Shorash Hasheni. That's where he quotes the Shorash Sheni, and he says it's Krova Lalav Shabaklalos. So, this idea of krova l'dav shebeklalos is something that requires Achronim point out that if it really was a lav shebeklalos, then even in Pesach Rishon you shouldn't get malchus. That's probably what he means when he says krova l'dav shebeklalos. But the way I want to explain it is, the way I would say it, I don't know if Rav Raman Aramam has this, is the Pesach Sheni is midin lav shebeklalos, because you're trying to as much as possible associate, notwithstanding the disentanglement from the historical day, the anniversary, the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the matzah, etc. But it still needs to be mitzurif to all that, even if those aren't acute. That's lav shebeklala. That's a kind of lav shebeklalas. Of course, on Pesach Rishon, these are all independent mitzvos. It's not that the lav shebeklalas in the sense that, you know, there's Pesach Rishon and Sheni, there's no difference. They're both chatzah shel Pesach. The dinim are the same. Then you could say, well, either it's a lav shebeklalas or it's not. But here it's a one-way lav shebeklalas. The shelamon of the Pesach Sheni, I'm sorry, I read that. The dimui das the Pesach ledasr b'oshia b'shiva semeachad, comparing it to Chagiga, lo edam ma'omer liyashvo. Sure, b'oshia pirish lehedya, that it's tashlumin. Mi yitain viadati eich yishtavu ma'ashe mefurash bo tashlumin u'ma'ashe nishlam imenu tashlumin. I Rebbe shalla tashlumin Pesach Sheni. The whole point of Rebbe is that it's not tashlumin. You're comparing Rebbe's not tashlumin to Chagiga's Raboshia's tashlumin? Okay, to be fair, but the Rambam himself has elements of tashlumin. But having said that, afilu ledaitecha shehishvisa, right? Okay. Oh, he thinks that the better comparison, this is what I was referring to before, shekashem sh'omru Rebbe b'pesach sheni regal b'fnei atzmo, kach nomar shmini regal b'fnei atzmo. Kishem shashmini nivdal b'chavosav ve'ena mitzuruf l'mashakidim lo kach pesach sheni. So again, not in the sense, of course, shmini atzeres follows immediately upon and is connected with sukkahs, but it doesn't have the din of sukkah, right? And pasar kashav, right? But you still can get away with saying chagasukkah sazeh according to some of the poskim. Right, in terms of the Chagiga. So that's an interesting alternative perspective. It is closer, probably, to Pesach Sheni, and it's still different than Pesach Sheni. Because Shemini Atzeres really is the next stage, l'chatchila, you know, to decompressing, you know, from Sukkos, you know, and concluding that, you know, group of Moadim. I don't want to get into the details of it. Whereas Pesach Sheni is, of course, much more contingent upon. And Shmini Atzeres is something that every member of Klal Yisrael is obligated, not only the people who didn't properly observe Sukkos. So just on the other side of it, but I do think that there's a lot of truth to that perspective. He doesn't think it has anything to do with Shoresh Tes. Okay. More in Raboshia. Rayosov mimam rab chayiv kares al rishon v'chayiv kares al hasheni raya brurahi. He doesn't think that his proof about Kares being chayv double is relevant. Okay, I'm going to leave it here. Stop. So just to conclude, Pesach, obviously, together with Matzah Maror, you know, constitutes the triad of Ardinim. And Klal Yisrael call this Chag HaPesach. This is a korban, obviously, which is really transcendent, you know, in every way, and even has the ability to, again, refine or redefine or revise how we look at the matzah. There are just numerous expressions of the impact of Korban Pesach and the central role that it plays. And part of this is actually expressed not only by the urgent language, but the very institution of Pesach Sheni as well. Lama Nigara and Kikol Chukosav Mishpata. At the same time, in a way, ironically, you know, what Pesach Sheni, which of course first and foremost highlights the central role of Korban Pesach and its indispensability, but on a secondary level, what it also highlights, especially according to the Rambam, but according to anybody actually, but especially the Rambam, because it's even much more complicated and nuanced, is that while the korban of Korban Pesach, Pesach LaShem, and everything that goes with it, is such an indispensable feature, its role is just defies any kind of almost parallel. ad kedei kach that you can demand it, you know, as kind of a standalone, just like the Havamina of Geirus. At the same time, when we examine the details of implementation, right, it also becomes clear and apparent, you know, that the matzah and the maror and the sipur yitzias Mitzrayim, you know, and the ki'ilu hu atzmo yata ata mi Mitzrayim play such a critical role in enriching, you know, in terms of as in adding, you know, scope to that korban emunah, that you know, it requires to be megarer some of those dinim, even though in a way they don't stand on their own. And it also explains why some yes, some not, you know, and the different levels of accompaniment, you know, of the different features. So at the end of the day, the ideal of Pesach Matzo Marar, meaning, you know, the Pesach that we aspire to in the Zman, you know, when the Beis HaMikdash is Kayam, is really the one, you know, that emerges as the most, of course, I mean, we know that anyway, but in a very, I think, concrete way, the one that, you know, that is the most inspiring. And while, again, we have to deal with the problem of matzo, maror, and sipur yitzias Mitzrayim without Korban Pesach, you know, and we try to, you know, keep alive the importance of and the concepts, you know, that are embedded in or implicit in a Korban Pesach. In order to accomplish that, the task, you know, in Pesach Sheni, you know, is also a formidable one. Therefore, we should all look forward, you know, to the time when, you know, we can eat min hazvachim u'min hapsachim, and min hapsachim u'min hazvachim, and really be able to accomplish, you know, the mitzvos of Chag HaMatzos and Chag HaPesach b'malo. So if we have a chance tomorrow, maybe we'll speak a little more about Bayiroa, but first we'll finish up with Yanei Babakam.